100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 73 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A key meeting today between President Biden and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu on the heels of the Prime Minister's speech to a joint meeting of Congress yesterday that sparked more protests and calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the agenda.
They'll discuss the latest efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and secure the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. A senior administration official told reporters they believe a deal is, quote, closable and in the closing stages. This official said the issues that remain are resolvable, including the implementation and exchange of Palestinian prisoners for hostages.
Vice President Kamala Harris and presumptive Democratic nominee will meet with Netanyahu separately this afternoon. She delivered remarks in Houston earlier at the American Federation of Teachers Conference. Mortgage rates edging up again. The average for a 30-year mortgage now at 6.78% from 6.77% the week before. And jobless claims dipping last week compared to the week before. This is ABC News. It's a real-life succession battle. Rupert Murdoch facing off against three of his children in a legal fight that could decide the future of his conservative media empire. ABC's Ariel Reshef has details.
The New York Times reports Rupert Murdoch initiated secretive legal proceedings to amend his family's trust to ensure his eldest son, Lachlan, remains in control. Lachlan is seen as the most conservative of Murdoch's children. And according to the Times, Rupert argues giving him full control without interference from his more politically moderate siblings will preserve the company's right-leaning perspective.
Murdoch doesn't appear to be seeking to change any of his children's stake in the company, but wants to cement Lachlan to be in charge. Changes coming to Southwest Airlines. After more than five decades, passengers picked their own seats when they boarded, but the airline says that's changing because passengers asked for assigned seats. For the first time, the airline also offering red-eye flights. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 73 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions with a high of 79. Mainly clear tonight with patchy fog possible, a low of 56. And tomorrow, sunshine continued and warm with a high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 58, it's 73 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscat A and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscat A or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday. Laurel Brooks was one of many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee. Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders.
Kamala Harris has never won ever a single presidential primary or caucus ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
Wisconsin reaction to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Wednesday address to Congress reveals a deep partisan divide over the war in Gaza. Senator Tammy Baldwin was the only Wisconsin Democrat to attend, but said she was deeply disappointed that the Israeli leader has failed to end the operation and bring home Israeli hostages held by Hamas. House Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore boycotted the speech and, like Baldwin, argued Netanyahu ought to be prioritizing a ceasefire. House Republicans reiterated their support for Israel. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for not attending, calling her absence offensive in a post on X. Harris attended a previously scheduled event at a college sorority and had a separate meeting with Netanyahu. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon be receiving direct admissions to UW system campuses. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says Wisconsin high school seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under direct admit, Wisconsin qualified high school students from a participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, and UW-La Crosse are the only UW schools not participating in the program. Whooping cough is on the rise in Dane County. Also called pertussis, the disease is typically rare because most people are vaccinated as babies. Staff at Public Health Madison-Dane County say we can go months without a single person being infected, but there have been at least 43 cases over the last 8 weeks. It's mostly infected teenagers, but whooping cough can be dangerous for infants. If your child needs a pertussis vaccine, call your pediatrician. Madison has started monitoring air quality around the city. In 2022, the EPA awarded Madison more than $400,000 in grants, specifically targeting underserved neighborhoods. Data shows lower-income communities experience more pollution. These monitors will measure particulate matter, which can contribute to all kinds of health problems like lung disease, heart disease, vascular dementia, and low birth weights. They look like little boxes and are installed on city-owned light poles. The first monitor is installed at Kennedy Heights Community Center on the north side. Staff will install 55 more throughout the city. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is proposing legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs. The Wisconsin Democrat is in the midst of a competitive re-election campaign against developer Eric Hovde, the likely winner of the August Republican primary. Baldwin says the Capping Prescription Cost Act would require annual out-of-pocket prescription drug cost caps of $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would extend the out-of-pocket costs seniors on Medicare will see in 2025 from the Inflation Reduction Act to the commercial health care market. Baldwin voted for the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which included a cap on insulin prices. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasimer monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Rainy weather and large factory farms are a potentially deadly combination.
The answer is to move toward a more sustainable form of agriculture that doesn't involve confining large numbers of animals and their manure in one very small space.
She says large amounts of animal waste make flash floods an even greater public health and safety risk. The Baraboo Police Department continues to search for a suspect. If you have any information or observe Jeffrey Miller, age 32, please contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. He has ties to Sauk and Juneau County areas. He is described as a white male with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He was last seen wearing a black shirt. Miller is being sought due to an incident which occurred Tuesday in where he failed to stop for a traffic stop. A high-speed chase ensued, ending in Miller crashing his vehicle. As Sauk County deputies arrived at the crash location, Miller fired gunshots toward deputies before running off westbound into a wooded area along Highway 113 Water Street near the southeast corner of the city of Baraboo. One deputy suffered a minor injury as a result. If anyone has information regarding Jeffrey Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. A high-speed pursuit led to multiple charges. Early Sunday morning at approximately 12:56, the on-duty Fenimore police officer spotted a vehicle with heavy front damage weaving outside the lane of traffic. Fenimore police initiated a traffic stop and the vehicle took off at a high rate of speed southbound on Lincoln Avenue. Fenimore police pursued the vehicle and the vehicle increased speed to 96 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone in the city of Fenimore. Fenimore police terminated the pursuit and alerted dispatch. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, it was reported that the suspect vehicle had rear-ended another vehicle on the north side of Fenimore. The vehicle continued southbound on Highway 61, and a Grant County Sheriff deputy located the vehicle north of the city of Lancaster, traveling 108 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. A pursuit was initiated, and the driver continued southbound into the city of Lancaster. The driver attempted to elude law enforcement, but came to a stop in the city of Lancaster and was taken into custody. The driver was arrested and identified as Ali M. Hassan, 27 of Stoughton. As a result of the investigation, Ali was arrested for fleeing or eluding an officer, operating while intoxicated, third offense, operating after revocation, failure to install an ignition interlock device, illegal possession of prescription medication, and a probation hold. Ali is currently on probation for fleeing or eluding an officer and armed robbery. Ali had his initial appearance and is being held in the Grant County Jail on both a $1,000 cash bond and a probation hold. In northeast Wisconsin, a court hearing for the mother of missing toddler Elijah Vu has been pushed back again. Records on Wisconsin Circuit Court access showed that the lawyer for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer asked in a letter Monday for a Manitowoc County judge for another adjournment in her case. The case has now been set for a scheduling conference on August 5th. Bauer faces charges of chronic child neglect for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu disappeared from a Two Rivers apartment back in February. Elijah's caretaker and Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, also faces charges of chronic child neglect after Bauer brought the toddler over to Vang's apartment for disciplinary purposes. Investigators in Iowa have closed their investigation of a murder-suicide that ended in Dane County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has determined that the gun which 37-year-old Alexander Grunke used to kill himself was the same weapon which killed 32-year-old Tana Poppy. Her body was found at a Dubuque County residence on the evening of April 10th. Poppy's 5-month-old child with Grunke and a 13-year-old girl were not in the home. Grunke left the younger child with a family in Dane County before leading deputies on a chase. He and the girl both fired at deputies before officers used road spikes to end the pursuit. Both fled into nearby woods where the 13-year-old was found unresponsive. She later died. Grunke committed suicide after breaking into a family's home and barricading himself in the basement. 3 more people are arrested in connection with the 2023 murder of a Madison teenager. Police Chief Sean Barnes announced Wednesday that charges have been sent to Dane County prosecutors in the death of 15-year-old Keisha Miller. She was shot along several of her friends outside of Harmony Apartments in October of last year. While those three men have not been formally charged, 21-year-old Donovan Douglas of Madison was charged Tuesday with first-degree intentional homicide, 3 counts of attempted homicide, and other charges. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Brown Church and Cemetery, a.k.a. the Bear Valley Cemetery, in Buena Vista Township, Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to DavidBrentThompson.com, number 1, Bear Valley Cemetery and Brown Church Marker. The inscription reads, "This land was purchased from Benjamin Winterburn in 3 parcels, the first in 1863 for plat 1 of the cemetery. This was divided into 45 lots, which were sold at $5 each. Land for the church site was purchased and the church itself was built in 1875. Sometime in 1860, a cemetery association with A.G. Burnham as president, J.G. Carpenter as treasurer, and J.M. Thomas as secretary was formed and a cemetery laid out in what was then the town of Ithaca, now Buena Vista. It's Bear Valley. It's called Bear Valley Cemetery, and the church is known as the Brown Church, which stands in the burying grounds. The church itself was erected in 1874. The Reverend S.B. Loomis was one of the first, if not the first, minister to preach there. Now, by H.A. Dieter on October 22, 1974, here is the sleep narrative. Located in Buena Vista Township, State Highway 130 in County B, it is a churchyard cemetery of the Little Brown Church built in 1875. The first known burial was that of Benjamin Dixon, who died June 21, 1845. The cemetery now has over 400 burials and is fairly well kept as it does appear to be in use for a long time yet to come. The first leading families there were that of the Burnhams, the Carswells, and the Dixons. Locally, this is known as the Brown Church Cemetery. Local citizens expect to observe a centennial next year, that being 1975. There are 20 known war veterans buried there. Note that this was written over 50 years ago. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering poetry by Gordon Glass.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Today is the halfway mark of EAA Air Venture 2024. Communications Director Dick Napinski says there are four more days and five more air shows to come.
Saturday night, we've got another night air show. We have got afternoon air shows today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out for that. But Saturday night, we're going to do it all again, put the drones back up. We're going to go stop at the fireworks stand again and go get some more stuff. Put it all up in the sky again.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force. As part of the celebration, EAA invited the Snowbirds to the Air Venture.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, and they're quintessentially American. You put the biggest, loudest engine you can on something and fly as fast as you can all over the place. Meanwhile, the Canadians, the Snowbirds, are this wonderfully elegant nine-ship team that work with music, and to watch them synchronize through the sky and what they do is just a wonderful display.
The Snowbirds will perform in the EAA air shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration is this Friday through Sunday. WRCO intern Michael Hernan has more.
The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration is a tradition. Danny Herfel says there's fun for everyone at the weekend-long celebration.
Everything kicks off on Friday afternoon, the baseball tournament. It's going to be a 12 and under tournament this year. There's eight teams going to play in that, and kicks off Friday night, and that'll go all day Saturday and then into Sunday. And then, of course, we have all the live music. Friday night will be the High Mileage Band, and then Sean Shell on Saturday afternoon, he'll bring some of his music, and then the big band Cherry Pie on Saturday night, and then Donnie Ray's X going to play after the parade on Sunday.
The parade will step off Sunday.
So the parade will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you have anything you want to put into it, show up at the church and get registered. And the longer the parade, the better. It seems to always draw a really good showing, and I appreciate everyone that comes and puts something through it.
The chicken barbecue will be returning this year.
Chicken barbecue is on Sunday after the parade. Definitely come down the park and have a big chunk of chicken. Yeah, and same meal again this year as last year. It'll be the half a chicken and baked potato, baked beans, cookie, bread. And and if you choose that you want to just get it and go home, we're going to do the drive-through again down on Bridge Road. So go down there and jump in line after the parade if you choose.
Wisconsin State Highway 23 will be closed due to road construction. The path affected is from Spring Green to Loganville. Here's John Ruland on some alternate routes you can get to Plain.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. So it's not a big inconvenience. You can't really drive 23. You can, but it's 45 mile an hour speed limit currently. And if you try to go during the week, there's a lot of flagging operations going on. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N. So it's not, I've done it a few times. It's not that many miles out of the way, not that many minutes out of the way. Plus, you're being safer then.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, the 25th of July. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 4 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks is survived by his siblings, Tracy and Leif Ladd of Richland Center, Scott and Dawn Hendricks of Muscadet, and Eric and Michelle Hendricks of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Tony Vinglish is survived by his siblings, Nadine Lamb, Eugene Vinglish, Dion Vinglish, and Teresa Flick, nieces and nephews, and many friends and other relatives. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Miller is survived by three children, Martha and Scott Bornschlegel, Gary and Lori Miller, and Rhonda and Doug Roan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Beth Lau, Glenda Lau, and Evelyn Groh, brother-in-law Kent Brandt, many nieces and nephews, other family, and many friends. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Donald Powell is survived by his wife Cheryl, two daughters, Dominique and Scott, and Monica and Matt, three grandchildren, four brothers, Walter Powell Jr. and Sandy, Richard Powell, Gerald and Judy Powell, and Francis Powell, many nieces, nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adoptive brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill McCorkle is survived by his wife of 62 years, Donna, three sons, William and Danny, Robert and Nancy, and John and Ginny, nine grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Pam McCorkle, and many other relatives and friends. William S., Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David O'Connor is survived by his wife, Sheila, a daughter, Jenny, two grandchildren, a sister, Mary and Ed Bambro, a brother, Pat and Jill, aunt and best friends, Steve and Joni Pussler, and Brandon Post. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family. Helen Gillingham is survived by her daughter, Erin and Chris Charlow of Edgerton, two grandchildren, stepdaughter Lisa Dobbs and Derek McDonough of Phoenix, Arizona, sister Norma Jean Franck of Sitka, Alaska, two special nephews, Lowell Franck of Washington State and Tim Franck of Spartanburg, South Carolina, sisters-in-law Alice and Steve Manuel of Heartland and Leslie Gillingham of Eau Claire, and many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC.com.
Been Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jim and Shirley Jewell, Josh and Beth Peer, and John and Chris Storr. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, so far the month of July, of course, has been rather wet across the Midwest with several inches above normal rainfall. Temperatures have been running around or slightly below normal here in the upper Midwest, while many other parts of the country have been just sizzling, basically. It does look like warmer weather overall will be building into our neck of the woods by the weekend and sticking around for most of next week. Could be one of the warmest weeks of summer we've had so far in our region. Otherwise, look for a chance of rain returning by Sunday and Monday with a weather system, probably the most widespread late Sunday night into Monday. Right now, that looks like it could be at least a half inch. After that, we may have to wait until about Wednesday or Thursday of next week for the next chance of showers. Here's your forecast for the rest of today, looking quite nice with partly cloudy skies, the high temperature right around 79 degrees. The wind should be light out of the east-southeast, up to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog possible, low about 56. Tomorrow, sunshine continues and warm, high near 82. Southeasterly wind between 5 and 10. On Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, turning muggy, low 58 with a high near 86. As we head into Sunday, variably cloudy and humid. A 30% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, low 66, high 86. The chance of showers and storms going up to 70% for Sunday night into Monday, staying muggy as well, Monday low at 67, high about 84. As for Tuesday, a slight chance of showers early, then partly sunny, quite warm and humid, low in the upper 60s, highs in the upper 80s to near 90. And next Wednesday, mixed skies, hot and humid, low temperature 68 with a high near 90, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great afternoon.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 75 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 76, our low this morning was 58. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 75. The record high for this date is 98 degrees, set in 1934 and tied again in 2012. The record low, 47, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:32 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:45. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.24 and no precipitation to report. It's currently partly sunny and 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Baby Steps Approach to Regenerative Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers have enough risk on their plate in a normal year. Layering in new practices is something they tend to take slowly. Take regenerative agriculture. Belzoni, Mississippi farmer Bill Parks.
I'm a curious farmer. I like to know the why to a lot of things. And, you know, you can quickly get lost on Google and just these blogs and everything. And it was intriguing, interesting.
Parks took a typical approach to regenerative ag practices.
Start small and have a little faith and a little patience and just give it a try, because you never know. It might work out. It's a trial and error thing. And all the farmers know that each year is not going to be the same. And so just giving it a try for soil health and ultimately growing my crop or all of the crops as efficiently as possible.
Parks offers a practical approach to learning more.
You know, if you're curious, my take would be just pull up and ask for a lot of these things. If you're curious how an operation runs or what a farmer's doing on there, you'll be astounded how many people just want to share your ideas. You have a lot of farmers, I guess the older generation, not accessible to social media, who's not up on that as of yet. And those are the ones that have the most knowledge of all, you know, because they've been doing it.
Tomorrow, an Illinois farmer shares his approach to regenerative ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The House adjourns with no movement on the farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. First, some upper Midwest farmers remain resilient after inclement weather events recently impacted their operations. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 2024 Ag PhD Field Day near Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
South Dakota farmer Darren Hefty, who also co-hosts Ag PhD Radio, says several flooding records were broken this summer.
They got hit really hard, and I feel for those guys. And of course, some guys got hail and bad storms as well this year. That happens every year. It stinks when it's you that gets impacted by that. Fortunately, we've got a pretty good system now with crop insurance and things that growers do pretty well.
He tells Brownfield the response from affected growers has been encouraging.
So many of those guys are taking the positive side, saying, you know what? All right, I had this happen, but what's the next best thing I can do? Whether that's put a cover crop in, find something, a forage crop, or something else they could grow.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The director of government relations with the Illinois Soybean Association says he's disappointed the U.S. House will adjourn for the August recess without further movement on a new farm bill. Andrew Larson tells Brownfield.
There's certainly a lot of concern that a farm bill may not pass before the end of this federal fiscal year. With only a couple legislative weeks between now and then, it's very hard to see that moving when the Senate has yet even released text out of committee.
He says farmers need a new farm bill now more than ever.
With tighter farm financial situations and folks certainly looking at lower commodity prices and certainly looking at increased input costs, we want to make sure we can provide as much certainty as we can.
The current farm bill extension expires at the end of September. Consistent rains have made alfalfa harvest challenging for farmers in parts of the Great Lakes region.
It's been a difficult year, that's putting it mildly, for our first cutting.
Michigan State University Extension's Phil Cates says up to 10 inches of rain in July has some farmers in the state still trying to get a first cutting.
That is just excessive. Sometimes we have farms that don't have a lot of rain, but it's just rain every other day. And so dry hay has been very difficult to harvest and to have it dry and then bale.
He says while yields have been good, quality could be poor and feed rations will need to be adjusted accordingly. The USDA reports a sale of more than 260,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. It's the second major announced sale of U.S. new crop beans in the last week. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Farmer and board member Ryan Ripp joins us. Ryan, what do we look for in projects to make the decision to support them?
We invest in corn checkoff funds into the research projects to create higher blends of renewable fuels, create new uses for corn, and increase the efficiency of corn production. Our research efforts are also focused on enhancing the corn crop itself and developing technologies to increase corn utilization, connecting with startups focused on corn use and trade innovations, and even understanding the function of corn's genetic code. All these research efforts to find new corn uses, improve the sustainability of corn production, and increase yields, they have one goal: keep Wisconsin corn farmers profitable. Ultimately, we're supporting the work of our farmers that are in the field corn production aspect. Not only does it go into growing corn, it's what we can do with that corn afterwards that matters the most.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is slow to develop again today. Asking prices have resurfaced in the south at $190 plus live. The north remains quiet. Bids are at $190 live in the south. There's been some light business take place in the south, but it wasn't close to the current asking prices and wasn't enough volume to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Packer inquiry could pick up as the day progresses, but the bulk of the week's business might just hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 40 cents at $3.1308. Select is $1.36 higher at $2.9532. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers 950 to 1,000 pounds were steady to $2 higher. The USDA says demand was good from the buyers in the crowd. Medium and large one feeder steers, 920 to 940 pounds, brought 255 to 258.25. Feeder steers, 953 to 976 pounds, brought 250.50 to 254.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 810 to 812 pounds, brought 240 to $241. And feeder heifers, 1,033 pounds, brought 233.50. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases reported. Processors appear to pull back in their procurement efforts following the fairly active week of business. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, confirmed with this week's export sales for pork. Domestic demand remains a wild card. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which did pull back some on the week, but are still well above year-ago levels, ensuring there is plenty of pork available. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 83.74. At the Iowa, Minnesota, it's 84.38. The Western Corn Belt has a five-day rolling average of 84.30. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady again today at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. And barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values are higher at midday, up $2.33 at $107.09. Butts were sharply higher. Hams, loins, bellies, and picnics were also higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. Medium range forecasts continue to look hot and dry for most of the region, potentially stressing beans. Unknown did by 264,000 tons of new crop U.S. beans this morning, and last week's new crop sales numbers were solid. August beans are up 7.5 at 1118.5. September's 14.5 higher at 1074.75. August bean meal's 870 higher at 352.10. August soybean oil 17 points lower at 45.85. Corn's up, monitoring the potential stress from the hot, dry weather on tap for most of the Corn Belt. New crop sales were solid, and export demand for ethanol use is bullish. September corn's 2 higher at 405 and 3 quarters. December's up 2 and 3 quarters at 420 and 3 quarters. And wheat's lower. Wheat export sales were down on the week as Russia continues to dominate the global market, and these losses are despite some U.S. and world weather concerns. September Chicago's down 9 at 538. September Kansas City's 5 and a quarter lower at 562 and a quarter. September Minneapolis wheat's down 5 and 3 quarters at 605. Live and feeder cattle are up with box beef higher at midday watching the direct markets. There's some light trade ongoing in Kansas at 190 on the live basis. That's $2 higher than last week. August live's up 202 at 188.92. October's 237 higher at 188.65. August feeders are up $1.55 at 258.67. September's 112 higher at 257.82. And hogs are down on technical selling ahead of the USDA's cold storage report out this afternoon. August lean's down a dime at 93.67. October's 42 lower at 77.60. Livestock and poultry slaughter numbers for June are also out later today. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Does exporting U.S. beef raise the price consumers pay at the grocery store? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The short answer to that question is not really. Andy Bishop, a Kentucky cattle producer and chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says groups like the U.S. Meat Export Federation are working to grow demand for cuts of beef globally that aren't widely used here domestically, so that way it doesn't take away from the available supplies for consumers.
They're looking at what cuts of beef are underutilized in any of our markets, and let's promote those products in Africa, for example, so that we're not taking away from other markets or making those markets compete with each other. We can keep value up in say, Japan and South Korea for beef tongue and whatever it is that they're using there, where in Africa, for example, and just like in Egypt, it's beef liver, okay? And so we can export that beef liver, add value to it. It's a commodity due to the high iron content. It's a perfect fit for somebody like Africa and what they need there. And so a lot of their population is iron deficient. It's very important that they get that iron, and Beef Liver provides that. And so we can add value to that carcass while not competing with our domestic supply.
Bishop says Beef Liver is just one example, but there are several cuts that are in high demand in other countries that aren't utilized here in the United States. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Timpsagoxa Realty. We have sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale in a small crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and some nice third crop grassy large squares, about $120 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch out for upcoming online auctions. We are going to have some nice line of machinery coming up. We need listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timpsagoxarealty.com. This is